UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has urged world leaders to declare states of climate emergency in their countries to spur action to avoid catastrophic global warming. Guterres said that economic recovery packages launched in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic represented an opportunity to accelerate the transition to a low-carbon future, but he warned this was not happening fast enough.
Carbon dioxide levels are at record highs. Today we are 1.2 degrees hotter than before the Industrial Revolution. If we don't change course, we may be headed for a catastrophic temperature rise of more than 3 degrees this century.
About 70 heads of state and government took part in the meeting, which was organized by Britain, the UN, and France. It took place on the fifth anniversary of the Paris Climate Agreement. French riot police dragged and arrested demonstrators in Paris who were protesting against police violence and a security bill on Saturday. Parisians and press freedom activists took to the street to protest against the draft law, which sets out to increase its surveillance tools and restrict rights on circulating images of police officers in the media and online. Protesters say the bill would also restrict civil liberties and would infringe journalists' freedom in the country. France has been hit by a wave of street protests after the government introduced the security bill in Parliament. A convoy carrying medicines and relief supplies from the International Committee of the Red Cross and the Ethiopian Red Cross Society has reached Ethiopia's Tigray province to help people affected by the fighting there. The convoy was arranged in coordination with Ethiopian government authorities. It is the first international aid to arrive in Tigray since the conflict erupted almost 6 weeks ago.